Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Bill Keeler, who will be the next mayor in the city of Cohoes. So, Bill, you know, it was quite the campaign when you finally realized that you were the victor. Were you surprised?
I was not really surprised, because throughout the campaign, we were going door to door, and I spoke to thousands of Cohoesians and got the sense throughout that time that the numbers would come in almost in line with what they did. I sensed that the mayor and I would each get about one third of the vote. And in fact, that's just about what it came down to. And the percentages for the other fellas were right around what I anticipated too. And again, that's based on the face-to-face encounters.
Mm-hmm. So there were three people who were running against the incumbent. There was you, there was Mr. Franchi, and there was Mr. Napier. So you're saying that Franchi and Napier just garnered one-third of the vote? I mean, together, collectively, one-third of the vote.
Yeah, that's about a fair assessment, yep.
Okay. So when you were having the debates, I know you had a few debates, did you feel confident at that point that you could win this?
Yeah, I mean, the debate, the two debates, there were actually two, and there was no clear winner. There was no clear loser through the debates. So I kind of felt that the numbers would hold just where I had pegged them, and, you know, they did.
Now, you know, I remember a conversation with you that we had a few months ago. What do you see as your vision for Cohoes that is not done now?
Well, there's a lot of work to do going forward. I mean, for Cohoes is an old city, and the infrastructure is obviously old, but it's been neglected for a few years now, and we've got to get back to paving roads and fixing sidewalks and, you know, fixing water and sewer lines, you know, the basic things of government. We got to repair the fiscal house. People like what they see on Remsen Street that the mayor did, and I like it too. You know, it's physically pleasing, but people need to be aware that there's a $2.2 million price tag that came along with the renovation they see down there, and that is yet to be paid for by Cohoes taxpayers. That's got to be shouldered by the people of Cohoes. That was the Cohoes share of it. So we need to repair our fiscal house. And then we've got to, you know, rebuild essential relationships with county and state officials, because Cohoes can't do everything that needs to be done alone. You know, we need to partner with these public officials. And I want to reestablish those relationships so that we can get aid money flowing into Cohoes again. We got to repair the city's reputation. And I'm already talking to investors. I'm talking to business people who are excited to be coming into Cohoes under new government leadership. And, you know, we can make the city that much more attractive to new residents to come into Cohoes. And then I want to restore a sense of community. I want to get the library open on Saturdays again. That'll be, you know, a first order of business. And getting the community center back open as a community center that is affordable to kids and seniors from Cohoes. So, you know, there's a lot to do, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to assemble a really good team, and, you know, we're already working. I'm meeting with Mr. Napier today. He's the chairman of my transition team, and we're going to, you know, we're going to kick around some ideas, and, you know, we'll go from there. But we will definitely be ready on day one, because we're already working right now.
Would you say that Cohoes is one of the oldest cities in the country?
I mean, Cohoes was founded as a city in 69. So, I mean, the city as a city is only, coming up to 150 years old. But as an established area, I mean, the Van Skuyk Mansion has been there since French and Indian War days, and the Battle of Saratoga was partially planned at the Van Skuyk Mansion. So Cohoes as a settlement has been around for a very long time. So it's one of the older settlements in the United States.
Were you born and raised in Cohoes?
Oh, I was, yeah. I've lived here my whole life. You know, I did a 30-year career with the state police that took me all over the state. I did, a year down in Putnam County. I did 3 years in Ulster County. I did 4 years in Franklin County. I did 7 years in Clinton County. But I never moved. I drove back and forth from my home to work every day. You know, I would leave in the morning, it'd be dark. You know, I'd get back at night, it would be dark. But for me, Cohoes is home. My ancestors have been here since before the Revolution, and many of them are buried here. So, Cohoes to me is home. My children live here. My grandchildren live here. I never thought of moving. Love Cohoes.
So when you decided to run for mayor, what did make you decide? What was the deciding factor?
When I retired from state police a couple of years ago, I never imagined I'd be getting into politics and never imagined that I'd be running for mayor. But it was the mayor's personal issues I thought were hurting Cohoes. It was hurting our reputation, and he had to go. And there, at that time, there were no other viable candidates that had stepped forward. And Cohoes is loaded with talented people. I'm not the only person that could serve as mayor. There are plenty of people that could serve as mayor, but at that time I was unaware of anybody else stepping forward. I had the time because I was retired. I love Cohoes, so I threw my hat in the ring.
Did you find the experience of campaigning for mayor daunting, or was it fun?
It was both. I mean, it was daunting in the sense that your whole life gets is involved in the process. I mean, it's not a 9-to-5 job, although you're certainly working at it 8 hours a day and more. But at the same time, it was fun because I got to meet a lot of people. And, I met people who knew my grandparents and my parents. And, I met a lot of people that love Cohoes as much as I do. And there's a lot of ideas out there. There's a lot of energy. There's a lot of talent. And people want to be involved. And people were enthusiastic that I was running. They were aware of my resume. They felt that I was up for the task. And I appreciate the support of the voters who came out for me.
So are you term limited?
Not at the moment, but that's going to be one of the first orders of business. We talked about during the campaign, during the debates, so all the three non-Morris candidates talked about ethics reform and term limits. And I want to establish that. I think if 8 years in office was good enough for George Washington, it's good enough for Bill Keeler and any other mayor. And there's a lot of other things we want to get doing right away. But I mean, those, I think in the first few months, we can get term limits done. We can get ethics reform done. I'd like to get a farmer's market reestablished in Cohoes. I definitely want to get that library open on Saturday. And I want to get the community center reopened again as a community center that's affordable to kids from Cohoes and our seniors from Cohoes.
You brought up an interesting topic. You say ethics reform. What do you mean by ethics reform?
It's kind of a broad category, and I was a founding member and past president of the Cohoes Board of Ethics. So there are ethical guidelines and rules, and the ethics board does training and they investigate complaints where the ethical rules are allegedly broken, but some of the rules are just too vague. I mean, it talks about nepotism, and it says that no supervisor can supervise a family member. Well, that's not practical in Cohoes. I mean, we have people who are appointed to civil service positions, and their kids are also appointed to civil service positions. And how do you deal with that? So there's a whole list of things that we need to look at with respect to ethics in Cohoes and ethics in government in general. But transparency and openness of government, a lot of good government things that we want to look at, and we will look at in the early days of the administration.
So you do not have a Republican opponent. You are the mayor, correct? Mayor-elect.
No, I don't think I earned that title until after the general election. But you're right, going into the general election, there's no Republican on the ballot. I'll appear on the Democratic and the conservative line. Mr. Napier will appear on the Working Family Party line and on the Independence Party line. But, he's already said that he will support my campaign and he will not actively campaign against me. So, it's fair to say that it's clear sailing from here.
Now, when you talk about ethics, I saw a couple of things on Facebook over the past couple of days that you had hired Tom Spargo as your attorney for the campaign. Tom Spargo he's a convicted felon. So when you talk about ethics reform and you hire Spargo, those two don't go together very well. What do you say about that?
All right, so let me really first state that Tom Spargo is not with my campaign. Tom Spargo is the Conservative Party attorney, and he was there representing other people, myself included, and other people on the Conservative Party line. He's not paid for by me. I don't read other people's Facebook posts, but that particular one was shared with me, and I just found it ironic that Tom Scarf, himself a convicted felon, took that picture of Mr. Spargo as he was sitting next to me during the ballot count, and posted that or forwarded to Mr. Morse, who is himself facing a 7-count federal indictment, alleging that Mr. Spargo was somehow related to my campaign or that I had hired him to represent me. Neither of which is true.
Okay. So do you think that the bad blood between City Hall and yourself will abate, or do you feel that it might continue?
As far as I'm concerned, there's no bad blood between myself and Mayor Morse. The things I said during the campaign were just statements of fact. I never made up any, I never made anything up. I never engaged on Facebook making negative comments about him, and I didn't speak any untruths about him throughout the campaign. So, I have no problem, speaking with Mayor Morris. There's no bad blood. There were a lot of allegations against him. They were numerous. They were credible. And I was just not willing to stick my head in the sand and, not step forward. But, by doing so, there were occasions where I had to set the record straight. And I did that, but not in a mean-spirited way, just in a fact-checking way. So, the bottom line to answer your question is I feel no bad blood towards Mr. Morris at all.
Great. Great. That's terrific. So, I've been a spectator and I've been a participant in the political process for many years. Going from a person who's retired, who never really had a political background at all, to becoming the mayor of a you know, decent sized city. Do you think it's going to be tough? It's like you have no experience doing, you know, council work or the inner workings of City Hall. Do you think you have a big learning curve?
I don't think so. I would put my resume up against any first-time mayor of the city of Cohoes. When I retired from the state police, which, by the way, is a world-class law enforcement organization, I was supervising a workforce of 700 men and women, various ranks and assignments, and, you know, that's four times the size of the Cohoes workforce. I was managing a budget of $100 million, which is four times as large as the Cohoes budget. I was routinely dealing with any number of unions and union-related issues. Same type of thing I'll be doing on Cohoes. And I was interacting with mayors and town supervisors and other, you know, public officials, New York State Assembly people and senators, right on up through, including the governor's office. And a lot of these people are the same people that I will now be interacting with as the mayor of the city of Cohoes. So I already have a lot of these relationships in place that I consider essential relationships to getting aid flowing back into Cohoes. So I think the skill set or the management experience that I had with the state police will transfer nicely to my role as mayor of the city of Cohoes.
When you saw the numbers come in on primary night and you realized that you were the winner, do you remember what your first reaction was?
As the day unfolded, before the numbers even came in, I was cautiously optimistic. A lot was going to depend on turnout, who could get their voters out. And again, going in, I had figured that Sean and I both had 1 in 3 votes. And as the numbers came in, ward by ward, election district by election district, they broke down predictably. And, as it became clear that my lead would carry the day for me, I was excited, of course. I was happy. I was proud of the people of Cohoes because, in fact, an overwhelming majority, 70%, came out and voted for change in leadership. And I think that speaks well to the people of Cohoes. The Capital District was watching and waiting. I'm proud of the people of Cohoes, and I'm appreciative of their support.
You, your neighbor to both Troy, and not really a neighbor, but close to Schenectady. And in both those races, the incumbent won with just a handful of votes. What do you say about the electorate in the Capital District? That they're tired of the same old politics, that they want to see change. What's your feeling about, you know, how people voted, you know, outside Cohoes?
I'm not politically savvy enough to make any type of responsible answer to that question. I think Cohoes was unique in this election cycle. There was an article in the TU yesterday about comparing Schenectady and Troy and all the work they had done into their downtown and how they're wonderful, you know, how wonderful their downtowns are. And you could make the same type of analogy to Cohoes. And one thing that I heard as I was going door to door and speaking to all of these people was that the rest of the city had been neglected, that yes, Remsen Street looks fine. It looks good. There's a lot going on in Remsen Street, but again, people weren't aware that there's a bill coming, that there's $2.2 million that they're going to have to pony up now to pay down this $1.8 million bond and to replenish this $400,000 retirement surplus. But nonetheless, the downtown area looks good. Same in Troy and Schenectady. But I think the same argument could be made in Troy and Schenectady that I know was made in Cohoes, and that's that the rest of the city, by and large, had been neglected, and people took notice of that. And that's why when I get in there, we're going to pay attention to the whole city, because there's a lot of Cohoes outside of Remsen Street.
So you have a task in front of you. So I'm sure that, you know, your days are going to be filled with, you know, things to do. So in the final moments, would you like to share your vision? Do you have anything to say about, you know, your new position as mayor?
Well, I campaigned on a theme that we were going to get back to the basics of government, and that is, you know, repairing the infrastructure and all those other things I mentioned earlier on in this interview, and, you know, get back to the public safety. We got to get the firehouse on the Hill open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because the taxpayers up on the Hill deserve all the same fire protection that the folks down on the island get and the folks downtown get. They certainly pay their fair share of taxes on the Hill. You know, the things that people see, the progress down in Remsen Street is good. But again, it's the taxpayers of Cohoes are going to have to pay that $2.2 million bill in the future. And my vision is to get a professional full-time grant writer in there, because there are grants for everything out there. There's grants for green spaces, there's grants for downtowns, there's grants for sidewalks, and we're gonna be very competitive in applying for these grants. And if we can get the big prize, which is that $10 million downtown revitalization grant, that just think of everything we could do with $10 million of state money versus the $2.2 million that you see, the progress that was made on Remsen Street. I think it would be remarkable if we could get that. And if we got that, then we could go forward and apply for that All-America City status, because we'd have such a compelling story to tell from, you know, the low days that when we came into office to, you know, everything that would be accomplished. I think that would be a great story to tell, and it would make us worthy of the All-America City status.
Great. So would you be interested to come back on Focus on Albany as your mayoral?
I'd be happy to come back on anytime you'll have me.
Okay, thank you. So you've been listening to Bill Keeler, who is the mayor-elect in the city of Cohoes. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. So thank you. Have a great 4th of July, and good luck in the future.
Thank you, and happy 4th of July to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now.